This is a big one. Flora has launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators, and it basically lets validators compete for access to incoming transaction flow.
That's significant because it treats order flow as a valuable economic asset, not just raw network data.
Exactly. In decentralized finance, order flow means user transactions, swaps, trades, and other on-chain actions.
Its value comes from execution quality, timing, and the revenue it can generate for validators, searchers, block builders, and specialized service providers.
I think the bigger story here is that blockchain infrastructure is moving beyond basic security, throughput, and token value.
Right. Transaction processing is now becoming a revenue-generating layer, especially in high-speed trading environments.
And on Solana, that matters a lot because the network supports high-throughput applications, decentralized exchanges, perpetual futures platforms, and other financial products, where speed and execution quality are critical.
In those environments, even tiny differences in transaction timing can affect prices, slippage, and exposure to adverse market movement.
That's why Flora's open auction feels so important. It's meant to make access to order flow more transparent and competitive.
Instead of relying on private deals or opaque arrangements, validators would compete publicly for access to transaction streams.
That could lead to clearer price discovery, fewer hidden arrangements, and a more standardized way for order providers, validators, and trading systems to interact.
The potential benefits are pretty broad.
For example, validators could get an additional revenue stream beyond staking rewards, which might improve participation and network security.
For traders, more competitive routing could improve execution quality, support better price discovery, and reduce adverse selection.
And for protocols, more predictable access to transaction flow could improve liquidity management, reduce execution friction, and open new revenue sharing opportunities.
More generally, clearer economic incentives could make the Solana ecosystem more resilient and more attractive to developers.
Solana really is a natural setting for this, because its reputation is built on speed, low transaction costs, and support for complex financial applications.
As more users trade on Solana-based protocols, the value of well-organized order flow increases.
Validators that can process high-quality transactions efficiently may be better positioned to capture part of that value.
So in that sense, Flora's auction is not just a technical upgrade. It's a mechanism for distributing economic value more openly across the network.
That said, the model also faces real challenges.
One major risk is competition.
If only the most technically advanced or well-capitalized participants can win access to the best order flow, smaller validators and service providers may struggle.
Other risks include latency requirements, security concerns such as front-running and sandwich attacks, uneven adoption and market fragmentation if multiple systems compete to route transaction flow.
The success of the initiative will depend on how well it balances openness, efficiency, security, and broad participation.
The launch also reflects a broader trend in crypto infrastructure. Networks are becoming more specialized, with growing attention on who gets access to valuable data, how that access is priced, and how revenue is distributed.
For Solana, that suggests competition is no longer only about speed and developer adoption, but also about the quality of its financial infrastructure.
If order flow becomes a more openly traded and auctioned resource, it could create new performance benchmarks, new revenue models, and new opportunities for participants who understand the underlying mechanics.
The key takeaway is that order flow is becoming a first-class asset in decentralized finance.
Flora's open auction is a meaningful step toward making Solana's transaction infrastructure more transparent, competitive, and economically efficient.
The next test will be adoption.
If validators, protocols, and traders embrace the model, it could become an important part of how Solana monetizes its speed and scale.
If adoption remains limited, it may stay a niche innovation.
Either way, the launch highlights one of the defining questions in modern crypto infrastructure: how the value created by transaction flow should be shared across the network.